I have the honor of delivering this statement on behalf of 15 countries that jointly advocate for a legally binding instrument and regulate to prohibit and regulate weapons and autonomous weapon systems. These countries are Colombia, Costa Rica, Chile, the Dominican Republic, Ecuador, El Salvador, Guatemala, Kazakhstan, Panama, Palestine, Philippines, Uruguay, Sierra Leone, Nigeria, and my own country, Peru. As we start our work for this second session of 2024, it is worth remembering that we are less than a year and 4 months away from 2026, the time frame established jointly by the UN Secretary General and the ICRC President to start negotiations on a legally binding instrument for the prohibition and regulation of autonomous weapon systems. This same time frame was reiterated in the latest UN Secretary General report published 3 weeks ago. Given the urgency of our task, this group reiterates its eagerness to engage constructively in this session. Along the same lines as the majority of states in this room, we call for incorporating in this discussion elements from international human rights law, UN Charter obligations, other disarmament conventions, international criminal law, ethical considerations, international arms trade regulations, environmental regulations, and customary international law, among other sources of law. As the ICRC has reiterated once and again, existing IHL rules do not hold all the answers to the humanitarian, legal, and ethical questions raised by us. This statement confirms that anything short of a comprehensive approach to address the risks inherent to autonomous weapon systems should be understood as a disservice to our common task of protecting humanity from the unrestricted use of autonomous weapon systems. Mr. Chair, we stand ready to work alongside the high contracting parties to achieve our common goal and start negotiations by 2026. We welcome the rolling text provided by your team for our work this week as a valuable step in taking the group in that direction. On the matter of the rolling text, at this point, we would like to highlight some critical elements. First, we value that the rolling text proposes a working characterization as our starting point. This reflects one of the most vital convergence points among high contracting parties, a product of the intense work of the last 3 years. We take this opportunity to recall that among the 8 articles of the draft Protocol 6 submitted by the G16, there is a proposed characterization of us. Secondly, the group of 15 reiterates that, in our view, maintaining the qualifier lethal to refer to these weapon systems is unnecessary. It could be detrimental to the task at hand in the long run. The qualifier lethal designates an effect rather than a characteristic intrinsic to our weapon systems. Also, according to the ICRC, this qualifier has no basis in IHL. We will detail our position more thoroughly when we reach this agenda item, but for now, the G15 would like to echo the position of the ICRC and point out that this qualifier could complicate our work. Following our reactions to the rolling text, we also applaud its recognition of the critical role that human control and judgment have in the discussion of us. These elements are central to a comprehensive regulation. Our group considers that meaningful human control must be retained throughout the life cycle of these weapon systems, since it is crucial to ensuring compliance with applicable international law. Mr. Chair, since last March, much has been said and much has happened both within the margins of the GGE and outside. For example, we had the regional conference in Sierra Leone, and Austria held the 2024 Vienna Conference on Autonomous Weapon Systems. With all these efforts, the main convergence points continue to grow among high contracting parties, among states outside of the CCW, within the military domain, among the academia, among experts in robotics and engineers, and within the civil society organizations, even within the frame of REAIM and the US political declaration on artificial intelligence in the military domain. All agree that autonomous weapon systems surpass our current capacity to ensure accountability in using force. We cannot continue to postpone our response. We must act promptly. Thank you.